Okay, for those that get pissed off because you can hear my truck while I'm driving, I make videos and I always have when they come to me. That's it. I don't sit down, read a script, etc. I make them as I think of them, and that's that. So I apologize that you can hear my truck, but at least it's not as loud as the old truck. So there's that. But check this out. Everybody remembers Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton, right? Well, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Indeed, I had sexual relations with that woman, an inappropriate relationship. Well, here's the thing. Him sleeping with Monica Lewinsky, or, you know, whatever exactly they were doing. I know what they were doing. I'm not going to say it. You know what they were doing. That was nothing. That was absolutely nothing. Before Clinton was the president, Reagan and Bush were president and vice president. And before being vice president, Bush was the head of the CIA. Okay. Reagan and Bush just say no to drugs. Reagan declares a war on drugs. Here we go. Nancy Reagan, just say no. Here we go.
And I answered, just say no.
It's on. Meanwhile, Vice President Bush is organizing massive loads of cocaine from the Medellin cartel, from the Cali cartel in Colombia, while saying there's a war on drugs. They're the ones allowing and making the drugs come into the country so they can take the profits, they say, and use it to stop communism. They drop all the drugs in Mena, Arkansas.
What I'm about to tell you, you gotta swear you can't ever tell anybody this, Lucy. All right? I am working for the CIA.
The Contras didn't really want to fight a war. They just wanted to make money, like the rest of us. Meanwhile, the Medellin cartel wanted guns. So they worked out a little trade. What was I going to tell them? I'm just a gringo who always delivers. Here's how the operation worked. I'd load up with guns in Mena. Then, using Schaefer's intel, I'd bypass any law enforcement and fly straight to the cartel's airstrip in Medellin.
Bueno, moviéndose, pues!
The Colombians, well, they love them guns. And I'd load up with fresh powder and fly on to the Contra training camp. The Contras hit the coke in fishing boats and sailed it up to Miami. Meanwhile, I'd get another load of powder, take it back to the States with a quick stop to refuel in Panama under the protection of my old friend, Colonel Noriega.
Congratulations on your promotion, General.
Of course, he'd get his cut, too. On the way back, I'd keep an eye out for the DEA, and I'd dump it all in the swamps of Louisiana. The operation got so big, I had to get some help.
The reason they dropped the drugs in Arkansas, where people, they drop them out of a plane flown by people like Barry Seal, who ended up getting killed, is because Bill Clinton is the governor of Arkansas, and he makes sure that nobody messes with the drug. And this goes on and on and on. And Bill does cocaine, and his brother Roger does cocaine, his brother gets arrested for it, says Bill's got a nose like a vacuum, etc. And when stories like that start to break, instead of the story about the cocaine, instead it's Monica Lewinsky. So we had a president, Bill Clinton, who not only helped flood the country with drugs, we had a vice president helping flood the country with drugs. I mean, they flooded the country with drugs. Cocaine wasn't a thing. You know what I'm saying? Bill Clinton was the president. He had raped underage children. He was on the Lolita Express with Jeffrey Epstein, I think it was 27 times, and then Hillary accompanied him a couple of times. But apparently, that's just no big deal. Your government lies to you. The destruction of the country through drugs is because of our government. Our government didn't just allow it, they facilitated it, meaning they brought it in. So, let's go to our next president, George Herbert Walker Bush.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
He declares war on Iraq after we're the ones that gave Iraq all the weapons that we were so afraid of. Weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein got all his weapons from us. We go to war over there, and meanwhile, we're hearing about babies getting pulled out of incubators, and that's it. That is it. We're going after Saddam. Turns out the nurse that witnessed the babies being thrown out of the incubators.
They pulled out his fingernails and applied electric shock to sensitive private parts of his body. I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Desert Storm is launched. 135,000 Iraqis are killed. An estimated 1 million Iraqis, many of them children and old people, then die as a result of 10 years of sanctions.
Selected her as a persuasive witness to this atrocity, and it was all part of a campaign to turn Saddam Hussein, at least in the public consciousness, into Adolf Hitler. And the feeling was that they couldn't sell the Gulf War without this.
After we arrived in Kuwait, 2 weeks after the liberation, it became apparent that the story was a complete hoax. We were able to go around the hospitals to count the incubators and find that, possibly with one or two that had been misplaced, that none were missing.
War very much had to be sold to the American people in order to convince them to intervene militarily.
And that's it. That is it. We're going after Saddam. Turns out the nurse that witnessed the babies being thrown out of the incubators was an actress. She was actually the ambassador's daughter. It was a complete and utter lie. But we go to Iraq. Gulf War, Desert Saber, Desert Shield, Desert Storm. That's the one I signed up for. We go over there. We give our own troops pills to protect them from Saddam's unbelievable arsenal, and we get Gulf War syndrome. And it took decades. All sorts of children were being born from their veteran parents and coming up with birth defects. All sorts of soldiers were incredibly sick from it. For at least a decade, the government said, these guys are just making this up. This isn't real at all. It's complete and total nonsense. And then 10, 20 years later, it comes out that Gulf War syndrome was caused by the nerve agent pills that soldiers were given to. I remember they gave me, it was like a 17 or 18 needle gun where they just banged you with all these vaccines at one time to protect you. What they were doing was testing. We were guinea pigs because they couldn't possibly trick the entire American population or the world population into taking a vaccine as a test, could they? COVID? At any rate. So, while all this is going on, DuPont, a huge corporation, is synthesizing a pill called OxyContin.
Once you've found the right doctor and have told him or her about your pain, don't be afraid to take what they give you. Often, it will be an opioid medication. Some patients may be afraid of taking opioids because they're perceived as too strong or addictive. But that is far from actual fact. Less than 1% of patients taking opioids actually become addicted. And any drowsiness that might occur when you start to take the medication will soon wear off in most patients.
Now, I remember when these pills came out because I got hooked. I had access to serious pharmaceuticals my entire teenage life because that's what I did. I was from Lynn, Massachusetts, and every once in a while, we would do a job where we would have a hockey bag full of pharmaceuticals. Is what it is. Statute of limitations is over. Don't know what to tell you. Wish it never happened. Blah, blah, blah. Buddy of mine gives me an Oxy 80 and tells me this is equal to 16 Percocets. And I'm like, whatever. That's ridiculous. No way. Yeah. Fast forward 10 years later, I end up in jail. I end up in prison. I end up going to rehab after rehab after rehab. And then suddenly, Oxys are hard to come by. But fortunately, we're now at war because of 9/11. Now George W. Bush is in office. We're at war in Afghanistan because we got attacked on 9/11 by a bunch of Saudi Arabians. So we went to war in Afghanistan where we bombed a bunch of people that didn't do anything whatsoever at all. And we basically mined all of their lithium because we're going to need it, because we're going to pull the old electric car joke on people soon enough. But the other thing that people may remember is we kept getting pictures of some of our most highly trained soldiers, recon Marines, Green Berets, special forces of all types, guarding poppy fields. George Poppy Bush. Remember that name? Poppy Bush. These guys were guarding poppy fields. When the Taliban, quote unquote, the Taliban was in charge of Afghanistan, or when Afghanistan was just doing their thing, they didn't allow, these terrorists didn't allow export of heroin. Well, when we took over, our country was flooded with heroin. And guess who was behind that? Exactly. The exact same people all over again. So they got the entire country hooked on pain relief from OxyContin, knowing full well exactly what they were. It was the most perfect duplication of natural heroin in a pill form. And then they flooded the country with heroin. And that's where we're at now. They made television shows where celebrities were in rehab. They made rehab fancy. They made rehab acceptable. I'm sorry.
Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew was a stark, unflinching reality TV show that documented stars' struggles with addictions. Sadly, a number of the cast members have since died, many as a direct result of their illness or continued drug use.
You know what I'm saying? It all came from the government. The government. These guys did this, and now all the paperwork is out. And when it finally comes out, Americans don't do shit about it. Because Americans have been strung out on doctor-prescribed medications of all types for all reasons, because every day when people watch their daytime television or late-night TV, there's commercials saying, does your knee hurt sometimes? Well, you should tell your doctor you need this prescription. Did you know that in other countries that's completely and utterly illegal? And in America, it should be completely and utterly ridiculous that a television commercial tells you to go to your doctor and tell him that you need a pill. Because you know what? The doctor's going to give you the pill. And you know why? Because doctors go to school that's paid for by the same oil barons that made Eastern medicine that used to keep people fine, using natural supplements and natural herbs to heal you. The same oil guys started the pharmaceutical industry, and the same oil guys bought out most of the universities, or all of them, in the United States, including medical school. And they don't teach how to cure people. They teach you how to live on a sustained diet of prescriptions. Ridiculous amounts of prescriptions. The same government that's supposed to protect you through agencies like the FDA, the FCC, the FAA, all these different places, they simply changed the numbers. The FDA allegedly approved the vaccine for COVID, even though we had a world-stopping, lock in your house, don't come out, everything on earth stops because of this pandemic that's never happened in my entire lifetime. And then in a year, magically, they come up with a cure for it, and suddenly everyone that's taking the cure starts dying or having strokes or having heart attacks or having incredibly clogged arteries that cause strokes, heart attacks. And then you can watch a sporting event where some of the world's best trained, best physically fit athletes are regularly just dying on the field. Something we've never seen before, ever, is now just a thing.
A Baker County high school senior is in the hospital after collapsing on the tennis courts.
Breaking new details on the deaths of a high school soccer player.
Finland, Denmark star man Christian Eriksson collapsing towards the end of the first half.
The Kennedy High community mourning tonight after one of their high school football players died.
A South Carolina high school football player has died after collapsing at football practice.
Star college basketball player collapsing on the court. We want to warn you, the video may be difficult to watch.
Florida Gators star Keontae Johnson collapsing during the game.
A West Catholic high school student has died after collapsing during a football scrimmage.
On mile 8, she suddenly felt fuzzy and blacked out.
17-year-old Ryan Jacobs' heart stopped.
Unexpectedly collapsed on the field.
Megan went into cardiac arrest.
Collapsing during Friday night's football game.
First collapse is unknown.
The reason why many collapsed in the first place still isn't known.
So you might be wondering how someone in such great shape could suffer cardiac arrest.
It's a rare thing that happens.
Something we've never seen before, ever, is now just a thing. And they come up, the television comes out and says, well, they're dying because, you know, they think too much, they breathe too much, there's too much, you know, just too much. Too much of everything. That's why. Go get your booster shot. Go get your Omicron booster. I'm still seeing billboards all over the United States to go get your shot, with a smiling, happy person getting their shot. They're telling pregnant women to get their shot. Are you kidding me? Woe to those that harm the children. Better a millstone be tied around their neck and thrown into the deep depths of the sea. Think about that. Now, I had mentioned Jeffrey Epstein, and everybody on the internet thinks that he went to Epstein Island or whatever. I don't care where he went. What I care about is what he did. He raped underage girls all the time, by the thousands. And then he videotaped, you know, royal family, presidents of the United States, all sorts of incredibly wealthy people that would need to be bribed in a regular world, but they have so much money you can't bribe them, so blackmail. They would all go out to Jeffrey's private island, have sex with underage children in a house that was completely and utterly wired with pinpoint cameras all over the place, while they had sex with underage boys and or girls. Now, the fact that these people even sleep with children is unbelievable to me. 55 years old, I've lied, I've stole, I've cheated, I've hurt other people with violence. I've done all sorts of crimes, but you know what? I've never once, ever, at all, even ever considered raping a woman. And to be perfectly honest, I never kissed a woman in my life without asking first. That's a fact. And I never would think about having sex with a child. These people, your government, your politicians, etc., everybody people think of, authority figures, do this stuff regularly because they're all evil and they're all occultists. Apparently, Epstein's house was covered with all sorts of occult symbolism, including a Baphomet. And if you look into the Bush family, you look into any family, you will find an occult tie. These people are into the occult. It's just a fact. It is what it is. What else would make you think having sex with a 12, 13, 14-year-old person is okay when you're an adult? Do you know what I'm saying? I thought a lot of things in this life were okay. Mostly it had to do with the law and me not paying any attention to it. But that one's not a law. That one's a thing that's built into you. These people don't have it, or in order to get their fame and fortune, they let that part of their moral fabric tear, we'll call it. You see what I'm saying? And Jeffrey Epstein wasn't doing this recording and blackmailing just for fun. He was doing it for Israel, the same country that has stolen nuclear weapons, allegedly, from us and designed their own by the hundreds, the same country that got caught, the worst than Russia, worse than China, the worst country stealing our technology and spying on us, to this very minute, is Israel. We live in a country where you mention that you believe in God and people ridicule you. 30 years ago, that wasn't the case. You know what I mean? But now, you mention you believe in God and people roll their eyes. Oh boy, this is one of these God-believing people, Bible thumper, etc., whatever. We live in a godless country. Music, everything on television is anti-religion, pro-evolution, pro-science, pro-technology. And yet, you can't even say one bad word about Israel on any type of platform without being destroyed. You will be destroyed. Now, the reason that would be is if people thought Israel were the people from the Bible. People don't believe in the Bible, but American people are so messed up on medications, GMO, fluoridated water, and whatever else. They don't understand that. Jeffrey Epstein was a spy for Israel. He was blackmailing everybody for Israel's benefit. Is Jeffrey dead? I don't care. Doesn't matter. The point is he damaged a lot of people. He got away with it till they just couldn't keep the lid on the kettle anymore. And then magically, he disappeared. And I'll tell you what, I've been to many different correctional facilities. You know how hard it is to hang yourself, especially when you're over 6 foot tall and you're in a special housing unit with two guards and you're on suicide watch? Yeah. At any rate, we'll finish this later.